It's a little more green to start the day. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures right now are trading fractionally to a penny higher. Soybeans are 4 to 5 cents higher in the front month. We'll look at those numbers here very soon. We saw that corn, soybean, wheat futures all closed lower yesterday. Basis levels were mixed. Corn and spring wheat strengthened, while soybean, hard red winter wheat, and soft red winter wheat remained steady. Overall, grain markets have trended lower this week. All three ag markets are suffering from a lack of fresh trading news. The market is anticipating a generally favorable WASDE report tomorrow, which has contributed to the pause in volatility this week. Corn has seen strong demand news, with Wednesday's EIA petroleum status report showing increased ethanol production for last week. Soybean futures traders are eagerly awaiting Friday's report, as a potential yield cut could provide market support. Wheat continues to face pressure from ongoing global production and harvest activity. Additionally, U.S. wheat prices at the Gulf are losing competitiveness compared to Russian and European offerings. The Dow right now is up 65 points. European markets are higher. Asian markets are higher as well. Live cattle and feeder cattle futures diverge, with the pressure continuing on feeders. Light cash trade points to lower prices this week. The party may be over for the time being. Hog futures showed strength in the nearby contracts, with minor losses in the deferred contracts. Both cash and cutouts were higher. Opening cattle calls are for them to be lower. Hogs look to be mixed across the board. We'll look at the numbers next.
Beck's, the largest family-owned seed company and the third largest seed brand in the U.S., is proud to serve farmers across the great state of Iowa since 1937. Our family and family of employees have been committed to building a business rooted in hard work, faith, and innovation. That's why we continue to back a quality line of products with a quality way of treating customers. We love what we do, and we're passionate about helping farmers succeed. No matter the season or the challenges you face, Beck's will be by your side. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
On the board, December corn is up 1 1/4 at 418 1/4. March up a penny at 435 1/2. November beans up 5 1/2 at 1030 3/4. January up 5 1/4 at 1050 even. Soybean meal is up 30 cents at 283.80 per ton. Soy oil up 31 cents at 50.78. Chicago wheat up 0.25 cents at 515 1/4. Kansas winter wheat is 2 cents lower at 505 even. Spring wheat in Kansas 3 1/2 lower at 523 1/4. Minneapolis spring wheat down 0.75 cents at 568 3/4. Oats trading a penny higher at 319 even. That's Market Matters.